This week on the Beer Coasters podcast, it's time for Easter, and the Cadbury Easter Bunny is laying his eggs all over the place. Well, this week we're going to be drinking the Green Flash Saison Diego, Stone's Perfect Crime, Boulder Beer's Honey of a Saison, and Slum Brew's Flower Envy. How appropriate for the springtime. So come on out and get your best bunk, 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 bunk on with the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Let's crack it.
This beer's ginormous.
Yeah, I think this is going to creep up on me.
Blah, 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 I want my beer, damn it.
Coasters Podcast. It's for your learning.
Hello and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast 2013, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast. And every once in a while, in between. I'm your host this week. I'm Mike from Boston. And with me this week is...
Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
And Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cool. Thanks for joining us, folks. This is episode 201. This is our Easter show. Yes. Hoppy Easter. That's what we're calling it. It's our Saison season. We figured we have some spring Saisons.
Really?
Yeah. It is. You got a problem with that?
Rap.
I thought it was kind of cheesy and clever, just like all the rest of our shows.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're going to try...
We know who we're taking one for the team this week.
Two. You're taking two for the team.
Damn.
We are going to try Green Flash's Saison Diego. And that's going to be our fermentation this week, which we will play, of course, here on YouTube. So you'll be able to watch us drink it. Our listeners will be able to listen to us drink it. And if you want to listen to the rest of the show, go to beercoasterspodcast.com and check us out on Friday.
Or if you guys want to even check us out on Monday, you just go to our Beer Coasters Podcast YouTube channel and you can see this streaming live.
Yes, you can see this stream.
Tuesday, usually around 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But if you check in like at 8, it'll just, Pacific time, United States, it's daylight savings.
Yeah.
Saving time.
All right. You guys done? Can we drink now?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are we drinking? Let's talk about that.
We're drinking Green Flash Saison Diego. I already mentioned that. If you were listening to the show.
And then I'm drinking something else too.
Yeah. We got some other stuff. Yeah. Dave, what are you going to have for your tasting flight?
I actually had to compromise a little bit since it's the Saison show and go with the fanboy theme. And so I got the collaboration with Stone, Stillwater, and Evil Twin, and that's their Perfect Crime. It's a smoked black Saison.
Ooh. How about you, Toby?
I will be drinking Boulder Beer's Honey of a Saison.
Ooh. I'm going to try Slum Brew's Flower Envy.
There we go.
That's also a Saison.
Hippies and...
So we're going to try that later in the show, but right now we're going to get right into this Green Flash.
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Oh, guess what? Toby didn't get it.
No.
So Toby doesn't get to drink with us.
Yeah, not available here in Vegas.
I thought you had it, dude. You told me, I can get that. I can get that.
Nope.
No. Didn't get it. Couldn't get it here in Vegas.
So anyway.
Fail.
This is Green Flash Saison Diego. This is from Green Flash Brewing Company out of San Diego, California. Their website is www.greenflashbrew.com. The style, of course, is a Saison.
A Saison.
And I need my beer opener. Where'd it go? Here it is. I got it. Okay. The ABV on this beer is 4.2%. The IBUs are a whopping 20. Let's crack it.
I lost my beer.
So,
what size bottles do you guys have?
I just popped the top and it instantly smells like weed. I got the 22 also. But seriously, like I think a stoner just walked into my room or something.
There's a big funk coming out of the glass here.
Whoa, lots ahead, too.
The interesting ingredients here is they use orange peel, Chinese ginger, and grains of paradise. They won the 2011 bronze at the San Diego County Fair in the French-Belgian category.
You know, this pours like it's like a yellow fizzy beer, and it's really yellow, it's yellow and fizzy. Yeah.
It's actually quite clear, and I thought it was unfiltered, but it's really clear.
Mine's not really clear. I can't see through it.
You might
it.
Have a little bit of a chill haze, Punch.
No, wiping that away. It's just, but man, it is clear. Carbonated to hell.
I got a good pinky finger of head there.
Dude, look at all that. That's all head.
On the nose, it's some zesty kind of Belgian-iness there.
A little bit. It smells like a lager too, though. Like a stinky lager.
Yeah, it's got kind of a funky.
It's got a skunkiness to it.
I'm getting some of that citrus, though. It's kind of a bright citrus. Some wheat in there. But that Belgian yeastiness coming out. Wow, that's... You got a lot there. It's dissipating now. Kind of slowly. I mean, I got about a half a pinky now. I only had a pinky to start with.
Yeah, now I can smell the Belgian-iness to it. It's got that banana-y...
And almost kind of like a
lemony funk.
Kind of a white, like a white pepperiness in there, too. Some kind of
spice.
Something spicy, yeah. Now that I know that there's ginger in there, it's kind of like I'm kind of searching for it in the nose, and I'm getting a little bit of it. But if I didn't know it was in there, I wouldn't quite be able to pinpoint what it was.
Oh, damn, that's a Belgian for sure.
You know, you're right, Dave, about having this kind of lagery kind of funkiness to it. It's,
It's got the metallic-y taste.
Yeah, a little bit. I wonder what they use for hops. I wonder if they use kind of like, lager type hops like Nobel, something
actually,
like that.
Actually, it's
I said Nobel instead of Noble.
Let's see. Our light spicy brew contains the Czech Saws hop that are accentuated by orange zest, ginger, and grains of paradise. So,
I mean, that's grains of paradise too. It's kind of funky. I don't think I haven't got to actually smell that individually, but I've never really liked any beer that's been brewed with grains of paradise. There's something about it that I don't.
Is that like Bird's Paradise? Like the seed or something?
It's an ancient brewing.
Yeah, ancient brewing spice.
I think we just put some in our Saison.
I mean, it's really...
Oh, is that what you guys brewed?
Yeah.
So the thing is that those of you that don't know, Toby's, yesterday was Gina's birthday and they were brewing for her birthday. And I guess they were brewing a Saison. It didn't leak out yet what they were doing, but now we know.
You heard it here first, folks.
That's right. Live on the Beer Coasters video podcast.
I mean, it's really drinkable. I actually kind of wish mine was a little bit colder. I think it would kind of be a little bit more refreshing.
Mine's pretty much straight out of the fridge. That's what I was just thinking, too, because it's, you know, like today was like 80 degrees out here. It was like I could go sit out on my back patio and drink this and, you know, and fully enjoy it. Mm. So definitely a warm weather beer.
Yeah, I think the Saisons are perfect for that, you know, spring getting into summer. I think it's a good... A good pick. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to... I don't know what to pair this with. I'm going to try to pair some food with it here.
Fish. A fish sandwich.
Yeah?
That's what I'm thinking. Grilled fish sandwich. Like that, you know, like Carl's Jr. codfish with the chicken. Yeah. She'd probably love this beer.
I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I could go with even like fish and chips wouldn't be bad with this. But I usually like something a little bit more malty, but this would actually be all right. Fish and chips with some lemon on it, you know, as long as it wasn't like a really heavy, thick beer batter.
No, I'm talking just grilled fish, not fucking battered.
No, well, if you were listening to my pairing, I said fish and chips.
Yeah.
So,
with the vinegar.
Anyway, if you guys get a chance, we talked about this a little bit off mic. We weren't sure if this was a limited release. I assumed it was seasonal just because it, you know, was the Saison, but we're not sure if this is kind of a limited thing or a regular seasonal for them.
It says,
yeah, just because I couldn't find it here, so that's why I was wondering, you know.
Well, on their little ad thing, it says enjoy the green light all year round.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
So,
well, that's them though. Just Green Flash.
Well, maybe, but I don't know. Who knows? It's on, but it's specific to this beer. Yeah. I mean, this is their Beach House Ale.
Ratings. We got the Beer Advocate users rate this an 83, which is good. And the Brothers Ahlstrom have not tried this beer.
Out of 1,626 ratings, they have 3.48.
If you guys get a chance, check it out. It's Green Flash Saison Diego, and their website again is www.greenflashbrew.com. If you want to check out and listen to the rest of the show, check out beercoasterspodcast.com or subscribe to us in iTunes.
The top place to drink the Saison Diego on Untappd is the Italian Cultural Center in Vancouver, Canada.
Of course. Where else would it be?
Dude, you know what? This is an international beer. I mean, they got it there, and then in Florida, and then Rio de Janeiro, and Sao Paulo, and Kansas City.
Wow, this beer gets around.
Oh, wait, in Glasgow. Yeah.
You slut.
But not San Diego. So that's
yeah, San Diegans, I mean, must not like the Saison Diego too much.
So you can get it in Brazil, but not Vegas. All right. That makes sense. Sure, why not?
Well, either way, they got loose women and a bunch of alcohol.
Or professional building. You can get it at a professional building in Vancouver, Canada, but not Las Vegas. This isn't even a building that they, you know, that you could normally get beer. It's a professional. It's like an office building.
But, well, you know, yeah. they have cafes. Like, you
don't
know, like,
defend it. Don't defend it.
I'll go there after work and have a beer.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Vancouver after work, too.
Yeah.
All right, folks. That's it for our fermentation conversation. Check us out. We're going to go drink some more beer off camera, but on the mic.
Right on.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines at the Beer Coasters Daily.
That's right, folks. It's time for Hop Topics. We get our Hop Topics from the Beer Coasters Daily. If you go to www.beercoasterspodcast.com and you click on the Brews Paper, right? That's what it says up on the... Yeah.
Click
on the Brews Paper, bring you to the Beer Coasters Daily, and that's where this came from. There's Toby's going to take it away. Take it away, Toby.
All right, right there on the Brews Paper in our headlines section. Yes, this was shared by Brad Chmielski. Chmielski.
He's from Hopcast.
Yeah, he's from Hopcast. Anyway, the title of this is "Craft Beer Replaces Wine as a Young Women's Drink of Choice."
Ooh. Listen up, ladies.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's up, baby? How you doing? Let me get you a craft beer.
That's right.
So, basically is this woman, Megan O'Brien.
Irish name.
Had an experience at a bar where a guy was sitting next to her talking to his date about the beer that they had there, and he was giving her all this misinformation, and so the girl bit her tongue and didn't, you know, correct him or anything, but she thought, you know, the whole men know beer / women prefer wine cliche could be on its way out. Because there's a growing wave of interest in craft beer among women.
Well, there may be a growing wave, but doesn't mean it's necessarily on the way out. Because I remember I went to an alcohol fest. It was actually a food, wine, and beer fest.
Fest.
I believe around here we call it a party.
No, but they, it was a food, wine, and beer fest that they had, and
alcohol fest.
And they had like the craft beer section.
Get your malt liquor on entree.
No, but they had a little craft beer booth and like a little, you know, garden, and they had like a wine garden and stuff, and they had like food like all over the place.
Yeah.
And there was like all the hot chicks were at the wine booth, and then all of the not so hot chicks and dudes with beards were at the craft beer booth.
I'm
like, damn it, I like craft beer, but there's a bunch of hot chicks over at the other place. I'm gonna go drink some wine.
Maybe that's just Temecula.
No, this was in Anaheim.
Oh. Well, maybe it's Anaheim.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Honey's in Anaheim, man, but the craft brew freaking
I disagree.
Booth
you,
brought out
you
the,
probably saw,
the not so honey honeys.
You probably saw Greg, he was probably there.
Oh,
standing with
ago.
All the guys
was,
with
was
beards.
Was he one of those not Maybe. So good looking honeys?
Maybe that's what it was. It was just a really feminine looking dudes. I don't know.
What are you trying to say?
And over at the craft beer bar was a bunch of bearded women.
Dude, I saw a bearded woman the other day at the NASCAR race. Dude, I swear to God, she had like.
I just want to let Greg and OC right me. Now know that I don't think the dude looks like a lady.
I'm not trying to front, but anyhow, I get what it's saying. I can just imagine being at the bar watching this guy talking just a bunch of like nonsense about beer to like to impress right. some chick that he's with or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, there is a lot of self-information that kind of, I mean, I've heard it myself. I've heard people talk about beer and yeah, I mean, it's funny to hear what certain people say about it, you know, but I mean, what are you going to do? It's not like you're going to say, oh, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, the beer jar guy all of a sudden comes in, you know.
If you're a snob, you probably would.
Just so you know, craft beer.
No, but I wouldn't do it for any, I mean, any particular subject. If I heard that someone was, you know, spouting off a bunch of bullshit, I'm not going to step in. And who am I to say so?
Right,
know?
Right.
Dude, that's like an instant cue for me to open my mouth. I mean, someone starts blah, blah,
yeah, like
blah,
you need
blah.
A cue for that.
Yeah.
Like, fool, you better recognize right about now.
So where can they...
And then I'll go spouting off some misinformation about whatever it is they're talking about.
I mean, I can say that, and I'm really generalizing, and I probably might get a little bit of craft beer-loving ladies angry, but I find that most of the girls that I talk to about craft beer tend to like the wheat beers, you know, the Belgian wits, the Hefeweizens, yeah. Some of the berry flavored beers, some of that, and that's what I see. I don't find a lot of women that I talk to that like, you know, the IPAs and whatnot. Not to say that they don't, but that's just my experience. Although I do find that there's more women that appreciate a good porter or stout, getting those chocolate and coffee flavors, than some of my guy friends could care less about.
You know, I think that, I mean, we're kind of going off the topic of what this girl was talking about in this art, or is it girl or
right.
or about the oh, it's
oh,
about the girl that has this
topic.
Craft beer bar.
Well,
but
never do that.
I think a lot is to be said about the type of personality.
Wait
of a girl
second, did with Crazy the type Dave of beer just bring us back on topic? Are you
well,
sure
no,
this
I'm,
isn't
going,
the April
I'm,
Fool's
I'm taking
show?
A little side. Well, no, because I think the beer that your girl drinks is it kind of helps describe a little bit about her personality. Because I've met some girls that are huger fanboys of Stone than I am, you know, and those type of girls tend to be a lot more aggressive.
Yeah.
You know, the girls that would appreciate, you know, like Arrogant Bastard or the Double Bastard or, you know, IPAs and
some bitter in your
you
face.
Know, yeah. Or what's
Chew
the other
one? Some hoppy kind of beer.
Or even Scotch beers, you know, and
Scotch beers.
You know, it's like those girls seem to be like the ones that would be like that would be the type of girl that would approach a guy versus the kind of girl that's
going
to sit over the corner and wait for a guy to come over and talk to her. You know,
the craft beer personality. We should do our own article about that. I like that.
Yeah. So I'm going to get a bunch of craft beer and a bunch of women and put them all together in a room and see who goes home with me.
When I went to the Cicerone meet and greet last week, there was two female Cicerones, two male cicerones and a female professional beer server. I think that's what they're called. Certified beer server. So it was like 50-50, you know, cicerones in the room. It was pretty, you know, so that right there just tells you.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Certified cicerones?
Yeah.
Well. Certified.
So anyway, I say go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hot Topics link. There's a lot more cool stuff in this article. There's even like a Gallup poll thing that they talk about.
About Barley's Angels. Yeah.
Yeah, Barley's Angels is a girl beer group.
What's up, baby?
So go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hot Topics link. There it is. Craft beer replaces wine as young women's drink of choice.
Yeah.
And we'll be back right after this.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Well, listen up, baby! It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer! Watch out now, baby
bubba! What's up, everybody? This is Beer Coaster Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. And tonight, I am going to be drinking the Perfect Crime. This is another one of the collaborations with Stone, Evil Twin from Denmark, and Stillwater from Baltimore, Maryland. Well, you guys are making me a drink these damn saisons, so I figured I might as well at least pick up a stone. So that's what I did this week. For those of you that don't know, Stone is out of Escondido, California. They've been brewing since 1996. Their website is stonebrew.com. And this is a saison. Actually, it's a black smoked saison. Yeah.
Anybody
that's it's a saison in the abyss.
One stone is 14 pounds. In case anybody was wondering.
Isn't that like the thing they put on the ice and like do little brushes in the Winter Olympics? Is that thing 14 pounds too?
I don't know.
Well,
anyhow, in a masterfully orchestrated collaboration of the minds, Jeppe Jarnett Bjørsko of Denmark's Evil Twin Brewing, Brian Strumke of Baltimore Stillwater's Artisanal Ales, and Stone Brewer Mitch Steele crafted a beer that cleverly exploits the definition of a saison. So,
I weigh 17 stones.
Well, now if we're going to put you on a teeter tot, we know how many stones we got to put on the other end to keep you up.
Yep.
All right. So, I'm going to bust open this bottle. It's a 12-ounce. It's still available out here in California, maybe a few other places. Arizona, Colorado, Florida. A
couple states here and there, you know.
Yeah, not Nevada.
Nope.
Not a professional building in Vancouver, Canada. Or Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Yeah.
If Untappd wasn't down right now, we'd be able to check that.
Yes, Untappd is down, folks.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
Can't untap our beers. Oh no, our social drinking life is over. That's it. I'm tweeting.
Tweeting my. I don't need Untappd.
I can just tweet it. Hey, I'm drinking the beer.
Damn it! I tweeted it. I had tweeted Untappd was down too. I figured I'd let all my beer buddies out there know that. Hey, you can't untap your.
No hashtag. Untappd. Down.
you can Instagram it.
What do you just Instagram like the picture?
Take a picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Hashtag Instagram or hashtag untapped down.
Well, this beer
untapped fail.
This beer pours like dark. It's dark like a porter. It's got like that like a dark brown. It's a little bit of red highlights. You cannot see through it at all. And it's got a little bit of head, like a half a pinky finger. Interesting smell. What is that? There's a little bit of hoppiness in this.
Beer.
What is that? Beer.
It's
remember that time you guys made fun of me because I said it smelled like a beer?
Smelled like a beer, yeah.
Well, this is very muted. It's a very mute, like the last beer we drank, the Saison Diego. I mean, it was, you know, the minute I opened it, it's like, oh, you know, boom, you got funky weed, you got, you know, Saisonini stank. This is very muted.
Saisonini stank.
So it's like a girl's name, you know? Like some black
girl. It's a French.
Saisonini.
It's
a spell wrong.
It's a chick from Haiti. Saison and you stank.
Well, let's see. Let's taste what this is about.
Man.
Them Haitian women. Watch out. Give you a boner.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow. Mm. Ooh. This is weird. At first, it's got like this bitter burntness, like not quite roasty, but just kind of like charred taste.
Oh.
Does it have that Saisonini stank taste?
No, because that charredness, that burntness of it is very much up front. And then the bitterness of that kind of stays for a while. And then it turns roasty. I mean, I guess that's where they get the smokedness out of, you know, what they call this, a smoked saison. I mean, it is light. Well, I think I forgot to mention the alcohol in this is 6.8 and the IBUs are 60.
What would you?
That's a very hoppy.
Yeah, it is. It
very,
is
very bitter saison. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, it's got a lot of bitterness to it. You know, on top of it, for me, it's kind of strange because it has that bitternessy and the smoky burnt kind of thing. And the saisonness of it is kind of like an afterthought. Like after, you know.
But they brewed and said, hey, let's use some Belgian farmhouse funkiness.
Yeah, let's burn the shit out of it and then see what we got.
Or, oh man, we burnt the shit out of this beer. Now what do we do? Hey, let's put some Belgian yeast in there.
We'll call it a smoked black saison. The saisoniness, I think, is definitely on the end of the finish.
What would you pair this with?
This is the funky one.
The funky one.
The funky one.
Let's go back to those our new name descriptions.
I think I want. I'm gonna say some seared ahi or tuna or something like that. You know,
tuna.
That's what I'm gonna have with this. Because you gotta have something that's gotta be able to stand up.
The tuna, the T-O-N-A, tuna,
the tuna,
the tuna.
Tuna.
Here's some seared tuna.
Saisonini stank is gonna eat some seared tuna. You know what? After a few minutes, though, like, I don't know if my palate is getting used to the astringency and the smoky and the bitteriness, but now it's starting to have a little bit of that smoother funk.
Smoother funk.
Like, at first it hits you with the horns, you know, you're like, yeah, you gotta get up and shake your ass, you know? And then it's like, oh, yeah. Now let's move back in the bedroom. You know,
right? Lay down by the fire.
Well, since Untapped is down, I can't give you any Untapped ratings because we don't know what they're drinking. So I guess we'll have to see what we can find from the Beer Advocate users. All right, Beer Advocate comes in with an 81 out of 362 ratings, and the Bros have drank this and they give it a 73.
Oh,
but.
I would tell you what Pintly has for this, but they don't have this beer.
Oh, all right. Well
should we go to the unnamed rate beer homies?
I guess. Only because Untapped's down, we'll go to rate beer. Just for this episode.
All right, rate beer. Let's see what you guys
can't
say.
I just said that. You know, I'm going to bump into those guys sometime.
Wow. Look at me like, interesting.
Why? 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 why do you hate us? Why are you hating on Ray Beer? Like, because if it's not hoppy, you guys don't like it.
Well, it's funny because
I bet the creators of Rate Beer, once they created it, they probably just like put it on autopilot and jump ship, and now it's just all user controlled. Everything is just done by the users, and there's no, you know, nobody's there to
regulate
to make sure. Right, there's no regulation or anything. There's just it's beer rating anarchy.
Well, it's interesting because,
like, and unfortunately, the only the people in charge with the biggest voices are the crazy hopheads. Yeah, that all they care about is hops.
Like all those aggressive chicks I was telling you about. That's what it is, man. It's been taken over by a bunch of crazy ass ponytail soccer playing girls. Well, with Rate Beer, they have an overall rating of a 93 and an 81 to style. I don't know what their style is. I mean,
saison-y.
Well, yeah, but it's not a saison. Well, they called it a saison style is what they called it. Interestingly, like the most recent ratings was Jorgen from Frederiksberg, Denmark.
Jorgen
and Jesper from Jorgen. Copenhagen. It's like all a bunch of like Denmark folks. So I wonder if
you think to Jorgen.
I wonder if Malt Porter is on here. There's someone from Sweden. That's what we got for Rate Beer. So,
we should plan a trip to Sweden.
Sweden,
just, and all be focused on beer. We'll do a Beer Coasters trip to Sweden.
Put Malt Porter on the show.
Yep. Yeah,
we'll do a live show with Malt Porter.
Well, this is the Perfect Crime. This is a collaboration with Evil Twin, Stillwater, and Stone. It's a smoked black saison-y stanky beer.
Saison-y stank.
Stank. And that's all I've got to say about this now. That's all I got to all say right, about Forrest, this.
We'll be back right after this.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Yeah, I finally get to drink tonight. Yeah,
I'm bringing Saisons back.
Yeah.
Toby!
Okay, so I am drinking Boulder Beer's Honey of a Saison. This is the second time Boulder Beer has made an appearance on the show.
Boulder?
Yes, the first time was Chris tried their Hopped and Infused or something.
Whoa, that must have been a really long time ago.
Hazed and Infused.
Yeah.
Hazed and Infused.
Hazed and Infused, and I think that was on our like Gone Crazy episode or something. Anyway, so this is Honey of a Saison. Boulder Beer is out of, Boulder, Colorado. They have been brewing since 1979, which makes them Colorado's very first microbrewery. Boulderbeer.com is their website. This is a Saison. I am cracking it.
Yeah.
11.5% ABV, 25.
Ah, see, IBUs. It's more than just Boulder the city. It's Boom. A Boulder beer.
This could be a Boulder of a Saison.
You know, I'm looking at the website, and it says the Honey of a Saison is a swarm of flavor and a stinger at 11.5 ABV. The French Saison yeast produces big, eastery, phenolic aromas and flavors. Estery.
No, well, it's Easter it this Easter. Week. Easter.
Okay, come on, Toby.
It's Easter, dude.
Easter, phenolic aromas and flavors. While the wildflower honey lends Easter-y. A spicy, sweet aroma and an essence of dried fruit. You know, I think phenolic, do we know what phenolic means? Have we talked about that before?
The phenols? Like,
phenols and esters?
Easter? We talk about phenols and esters.
Fennels and Easters. But
we don't need the beer coaster for that. I mean, the beer jargon guy for that, then, do we?
No.
No? Okay.
We can ask him, or the we yeast... could go to, let's see, when did we talk about that?
The yeast used is a French Saison yeast, and then they repitched with champagne yeast.
I said we pitch it to the beer jargon guy.
And it also is brewed with wildflower honey sourced from Madhava Natural Sweeteners in Longmont, Colorado. Ooh. So on the pour, it's a nice orange color, very well carbonated. I got about one solid human finger of head that is sustaining quite well. I am using my La Fin du Monde Unibrew glass, which is a tulip from Unibrew.
Is that like a pun that you're intending? The tulip glass with the honey saison?
Ooh, hey. I like it.
Don't try to be too funny, though. My Eastry was way better than your tulip glass.
orange in color. And on the nose.
Smelling some fruity Easters.
Yes.
Really, why does the Easter Bunny bring eggs? Like, who? Really?
I don't know.
I mean, my mom's got a bunny rabbit, and the closest thing to eggs are these little round poops that it drops out.
Do you know that the rabbit actually eats those again? Because that's the only way it knows how to digest the food. It's the only way it works.
Yes,
rabbits don't digest their food properly like that. So they actually shit it out, eat that, and then digest it again.
So I'm not on kidding. The nose.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Toby.
God. Getting a little bit of bubble gum, a little bit of clove. Talk about your Easters.
Quite fruity.
There's a little bit of some sort of grassiness in there. I'm getting some of that honey.
To see that I'm telling the truth.
Yeah, it's not a strong. It obviously smells like Belgian-y, but it's not a very strong smell. It's very light smelling. It doesn't really jump out at your nose.
It doesn't smell bold.
It doesn't smell bolder.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Wow.
The rabbit produces bacteria-rich droppings called ecotropes, which are softer, stickier, greener, and have a stronger odor than the regular waste droppings. These ecotropes are eaten directly from the anus as soon as they are produced.
Told you.
The secret troops are then passed through the digestive tract of the rabbit, and nutrients such as vitamins, amino acids, and fatty acids are released from the bacteria and absorbed into the rabbit's body.
Oh. Yeah, beer dragon guy ain't got nothing on me.
Damn. Mike's dropping some knowledge.
Pun intended.
This is pretty knowledge, if you ask me.
Sorry, Toby. Back to the beer. This is all going to be on the cutting room floor.
This is a pretty big beer. I mean, it's got a really big mouthfeel. You can really get the alcohol warming even after the first sip. It's pretty like sweet and sticky in the initial sip, but then afterwards it gets kind of dries up a little bit. In the aftertaste.
Anytime they use honey, it seems to like dry up a beer quite a bit. But if it's big in alcohol, aftertaste, it probably is kind of sweet, huh?
It doesn't leave much on the tongue afterwards. It is pretty dry. And
do you get honey like in the flavor? Do you
Big
kind of, yeah.
I always have a hard time picking out the honey whenever I try a beer that has honey.
Well, normally if a beer has honey, it just kind of dries it up. Like you can't really even taste the honey. It just tends to dry out the beer.
And I think you have to use a crap load of it too.
Yeah.
So it just makes one dry ass beer with a hint of honey.
Well, that's the thing. I think if you're going to be able to taste the honey and not have it be dry as hell, to actually have a much higher ABV beer, something like this, where Toby's, would you say it's like 11.5?
11.5, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. And, I half the time I could be talking out of my ass. It's just because I don't homebrew, at least I haven't yet, which I still plan on doing. I brewed a beer once in my life with mainly by instruction, but it's just... This is just my experience as far as drinking and listening to and talking to people that do. So
yeah,
pairings.
This is not your typical saison. I mean, this is
This is big. This is like an imperial saison.
Huh.
It's just like it just has this really big mouthfeel. Usually when you're sipping on a saison, it's pretty crisp and light and, you know,
right.
Sort of a drinkable ABV. Ugh. You know, you're looking at maybe 6-7%. Usually very, very crisp and dry. But this is like, it's not very crisp. It just has this really big mouthfeel and pretty sweet. There's a little bit of banana type stuff in there.
Sweetness is not normally a thing I would associate with a saison, though. I mean, well, I get the crisp, I get the crispiness and like the lightness and,
well, like think of champagne. You know, champagne does have a certain sweetness to it, but yeah, you wouldn't think of champagne as being a sweet. Kind of like that is how I picture it. This is actually really good. This is not your normal summertime sipping saison. This is more of like a winter warmer type. Well, that's the thing.
It was actually released in December. I just looked at that.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Interesting.
It just came out in December. This is one of their latest releases from Boulder. Pretty good. For a food pairing, I might go with like something big, hearty, and spicy. Possibly. Chili? Gina says chili.
So what do you got, Toby?
Shortbread cookies? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I could see that, too.
Maybe. Shortbread cookies with the chili
or
on
maybe
top.
Maybe I'm thinking something spicy like cinnamon spicy. You know, maybe some sort of like cinnamon cookies or something like that. Or
gingerbread, man.
Maybe gingerbread. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. Yeah, gingerbread, I think, because yeah, the spiciness from the ginger and all that, I think would be pretty good. Yeah, I think I'll stick with that.
Yeah. Well, for Untappd, you're going to have to do some work, because you know what? It's back up and running, but nobody has ever put in this beer. So hook it up,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, right.
Put it in.
Every time I see that, Dave, I never believe it. I have to keep looking, and I end up finding it.
Come on, dude. I couldn't find it. I looked like three different ways.
Did you look up Boulder Beer and see all their beers?
Oh, there it is. Never mind. Nah, damn. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, here it goes. It's 3.64 out of 829 ratings.
Wow. Beer Advocate has it. The users have it at an 80, which is good. Nothing from the bros. And they call this a Belgian Strong Pale. You know, we were kind of talking about Dave's beer and how the style and everything. I think what is like one of the main things that separates ales from lagers? Like ales and lagers, the thing that separates them is the yeast.
The yeast, yeah.
So Belgian beers, saisons, they're a very particular type of yeast strain. So I think that once you throw that yeast in your beer now becomes that kind of beer. You know, if you have a, like what Dave's is some dark roasted saison-y something.
Yeah.
So saison-y stank.
You've got this dark roasted saison. It's, in my opinion, it's nothing else. If you throw that saison yeast in there, it now becomes a saison with whatever else to it, in my opinion, just because it's such a specific and particular yeast strain that has all of its own characteristics. It's not just an ale yeast strain. It's something completely different. I mean, all Belgian yeast strains in particular, which is just crazy to me that a certain yeast strain would come from just a country, you know.
But the Saison beer, just in general, is that kind of beer that says,
yeah,
and now for something completely different, you know.
Yeah, and then you also have the French Saison, and then you have the Belgian Saison. So this one has the French Saison yeast in it. So then you start looking.
They have like a Saison that didn't get like overran in World War II?
That works.
There you go. So
I don't know. The Belgians get
overran? Can I drink now? I want to drink now.
I don't think so. I think people were hiding in Belgium. Maybe they. I don't know.
I'm that
he's
guy. Gonna,
he's
going to
Google it right now. So we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon.
a gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes. It's Gemini Lounge.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
All right, folks. This is Mike from Boston.
You may sip when ready.
I'm slumming it this week. In a good way, of course.
Yeah.
I'm going to try Slum Brew's Flower Envy Saison.
Bringing Slum Brew back.
Yeah. We did a Slum Brew show, right? Where we did the... we brought a few Slum Brew beers on the show. We did the... it's back when they only had three.
Flagraiser.
Yeah, they had Flagraiser, the Hoppy Soul, and the Porter Brown. Square Porter.
Oh, Porter Square Porter. Yeah. Right.
So this is their Saison. It is from the Somerville Brewing Company out of Somerville, Massachusetts. And for those of you who don't know, Slumerville is what they used to call Somerville. It's kind of like a nickname they had for it. It does not reflect what Somerville is now.
That's your hood, though, isn't it?
It's part of what's... I'm sorry, what?
Isn't that up by your hood?
Yeah. It's not too far. Not too far from here. It's in the Boston metro area. Their website is www.slumbrew.com. The ABV on this beer is 6%. The IBUs are 26. I'm going to crack it.
It's really interesting that we've had this wide variety of IBUs in the beers that we've had tonight, like 26 all the way up to 60.
I'm going
to
mention that, too, that our Saisons this week are not your typical Saisons at all. It seems like every single one of them is not a textbook Saison by any means. For hops in this one, they use noble hops, and for malts they use they don't get specific, but they just say brewed with Belgian
Nobel hops.
they use Belgian aromatic malts and wheat. That's really all they mention. They don't get
6%, 26 IBUs. Yeah, mine is 25 IBUs.
Whoa. Really tight carbonation, tiny little bubbles, fluffy head, big head, and I poured quite gingerly, actually. It's about a Yeti finger of head there. It's yellow. Oh, getting some sediment kind of rolling around there. It's actually more than sediment. There's like bits and pieces of something in there.
Chunks.
It's dark, a little darker than normal kind of yeasty sediment. Yeah.
Nuggets.
And chunks of something. Which I probably could have read and figured out what else they put in here. A little bit deeper yellow than the Green Flash. It is pretty clear. There might be a little bit of a chill haze. I mean, the light shines through it perfectly, but I can't quite make out anything. So it's not clear, but it's very, very translucent. On the nose.
Oh, Mike likes this one.
The aroma's really not... I mean, I really kind of like the spices and the aromas is kind of like a floral kind of aroma. Yeah, much, much different. And actually, the ginger... There's an aroma of ginger that's much more present in this beer with the... And the Green Flash, they actually brewed it with ginger. Right? They did say with spices, it was ginger and oil, orange peel, and something else, right?
And the it was the grains of paradise.
Yeah, yeah, but the aroma in this is much more kind of reminiscent of what you want a saison to smell like. It's got a really kind of nice spicy yeasty aroma. I'm trying to pick out some of the other spices, but like clove that's a big kind of I don't want to say big, but there's clove coming through in the nose, and maybe even some kind of tea, like a very light kind of tea. I gotta hang out and smell it just a little longer because it's still got quite a good size head here, and the carbonation's still flowing in the glass.
About time.
There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, this is one of those beers that you want to keep smelling. It's got a really, really nice aroma. Taking a sip, yeah. There's a slight kind of tartness in the beginning, and then it dries up right away. There's some clove actually in the flavor. Something else in there. I'm actually tasting maybe a little bit of ginger. It's kind of a very kind of mild, spicy, but with a hint of tartness, and then it kind of dries up on your tongue. This is much more of
the standard saison.
Well, it's the kind of the aspects. Not that this is a textbook saison, but it has more of the aspects that you're looking for in a saison. Like, I feel like they paid attention to what the style was instead of throwing
the saison yeast at whatever beer they had.
Right. Yeah. Nice. I mean, it's got a really nice nose. It's got a little like kind of grassy, a little bit of grassy flavor. Like I said, some of those spices, like a hint of the cloviness, some citrus, and you know, of course that carbonation. So it's got, a bit more of that effervescence that I don't think the Green Flash had as much of. You know, a little more prickly. Mm. Man, if I want to...
Prickly.
I don't really know what to pair this with. I think I'm kind of a very kind of delicate... I don't know. I kind of want like a chicken dish, like an herb roasted chicken, maybe. Maybe some like rosemary potatoes, something along those lines. But the chicken could even go a little bit more like fruity, almost kind of like a tropical type chicken. Not too bold, because it's kind of, this beer is kind of, it's pulled back enough that it wouldn't stand up to something, you know, too big, but it's nice. Yeah, if you guys get a chance, check this one out from Slumbrew. I don't know if it's a seasonal for them or if it's part of their regular... I don't know if they've actually gotten to the point where they're starting to do seasonal, or they're just actually just coming out with, you know, more and more styles and doing them year-round. The Beer Advocate users rate this an 86, which is good. The Brothers Ahlstrom rate this an 85, which is also good.
And the Untappd users come in at 3.67 with 285 ratings.
Yeah, check these guys out if you get them. I know that Toby and Dave probably have a tough time getting them out there. But this might be one you guys should try. So I'll have to try to get you some. Mm-hmm. So yeah, check them out. Slumbrew.com. Print City says, beer. It's the reason I get up every afternoon.
Time for some backwash. Let's check the Beer Coaster's email and hotline. Yeah.
If you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email us, backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call our hotline, 339-225-9274. That's 339-BACKWASH without the C.
All right, everybody, last call.
Last
call. Part two.
Hey, everybody, you can't change Crazy Dave.
Can't change your ratings.
I don't remember what my ratings were.
I just think we wrote them down.
That's okay.
Yeah. First up is Crazy Dave's ratings. So let's hear them.
All right. For the Green Flash, this is a pretty light saison. I mean, it's definitely, like they say, it's a summer beer. Other than that, it's really light. It really reminds me of like a saison-y stanky Corona.
Wow.
Stank. So I mean, with that, I really gotta.
It's kind of hard to have that genuine reaction the second time
around. I know.
So I mean, you know, there's nothing. To me, it seems like there's nothing really craft beery about this beer, you know, except it's got a little more flavor, a little more, you know, stank to it or whatever. But I, you know, if I'm gonna drink this beer outside when I'm kicking it, you know, on my back patio or pushing the lawnmower, I think I'd just stick to my tried and tested true Coronas. So that being said, I'm gonna
first Corona over this.
I do prefer Corona over this, so I'm going to rate this a 2.5. It's right. Getting the half point just because it's got a little bit of something going on.
It surprises
there,
me, though, because you're giving it a 2.5. You'd rather have Corona over this, but you're giving it a 2.5. Are you telling us that you would give Corona a 2.5 or a 3?
No, a 3.
Probably 3, yeah. Because Corona, a 3 is a beer I would drink again.
In the words of Donald Trump, Dave, you're fired.
You know, it's what I like.
Yep. It's his safety blanket.
Yeah, you know. As for the Stone Perfect Crime, this is more of like a crime scene. I mean, it's just a mess of a beer. It's, you know, they've got. They got this burntness stuff. They got this saison-y stuff, and it's awkward. It's awkward that they put it all together, and
I think those are characters from Sesame Street, right? Burtony.
Burtony. Yeah, it just. But Bert and Ernie work good together. Like they're a great little team. I mean, I don't know what's going on with Evil Twin, Stillwater, or Stone, but you know, Stone was definitely providing the smoke. Stillwater, I'm guessing, is providing the stank, and Evil Twin was doing. I don't know. They're probably the mastermind behind the whole mess
Maybe
of
they
whatever
the
this
murder.
Is. Maybe they committed the crime. Yeah. I don't know, but somebody definitely murdered this beer because it just doesn't really work at all.
My beer has been murdered.
That so, to me, I mean, that sounds right. It's the perfect crime because they can f up a beer and bottle it and sell it to everybody
and put a Stone label on there.
It's the perfect crime.
They get all the fanboys to buy
a beer
it.
And sell like, it to the world.
And people will still buy it.
Yeah. My
you must have took a page out of Steve Jobs' book there.
Yeah, this is pretty much like the fail of, you know, like of the Wi-Fi not working on the iPods or whatever. It's just, yeah, like, you know, I don't know. You guys, come on. I mean, these are some big breweries,
yeah.
You know? It's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You guys can
you
do better.
Yeah, you don't let it go. When you get breweries like Dogfish Head that don't want to put out, that dump, like, just gallons and gallons and gallons of the 120 because it's not up to their standard, you know, instead of, I mean, they could have totally repackaged that and called it something else, but they didn't, you know? It wasn't up to their standards, and they said, we are not going to sell this under our name. So, I'm not saying, I mean, taste is subjective, so it's kind of tough to get into this kind of argument. But, if you mess up a beer, then I don't know. I mean, should you disguise it as something else and try to sell it? Or just admit that you failed and try again?
Maybe that's that's what Stone's doing with all their collaborations. It's just a big hype thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like, you know, it's a beer. I'm sure there's people out there that would like it, you know? I just, you know, to me, it was just a failed execution of trying something different. You know, it was like, I think there, it was just like typical Stone fashion. Let's go out of our way to go do something crazy and see what happens, and people are going to like it.
Saison, a black smoked Saison sounds pretty crazy to me. So, but yeah, it also it sounds good to me. So I don't know.
Well, you know, I'll hook you up with a bottle, but it's nothing.
I don't know if I want one now.
It's nothing special. I mean, you might have a totally different take on me. I don't like saisons. I do like smoked beers, but I don't know. I just don't think they belong together. You know,
yeah.
Like some things do, and some things don't. Bert and Ernie belong together, but you know, Bert and Mr. Snuffleupagus would probably make a pretty shitty duo.
Okay.
All
right.
So. That's what I've got to say. Oh, Untappd for this beer came in at 3.65 out of 4,600 ratings.
And for those of you betting if whether we were going to say Snuffleupagus in this episode, there
you
it
win.
How about all you, right, Toby? What do you think of all these BLs?
For my rating, since I didn't get to try the Green Flash, the Boulder beer, Honey of a Saison, is pretty darn good. I really like this. I'm going to go 4.5.
Boom!
It's big. It's not your typical Saison. I wasn't expecting it. I mean, once I saw that it was 11.5%, then I had some expectations. But when I picked it up at the store, I didn't look at the ABV. I just, you know, saw that it was a Saison and it was Boulder. So I was like, yeah, check it out. Boulder.
Ooh. And you got lucky with that. Let's one, do it. Huh?
Yeah, and so yeah, it's not your typical. It's pretty big mouthfeel. It got pretty sweet. The honey started to come out towards the end, and it had some like white wine, champagne notes that started to come out, which was really nice. Dave, you might appreciate this one.
Really? Why is that?
But because of the white wininess and stuff.
White wininess?
Yeah.
Isn't that Dave's nickname?
The white wine.
Yeah. White wine.
But the ABV does, you know, you get some warming, so it's not hiding that ABV at all. So
it'll F you
up.
But
it's good. Yeah, it's good, and I wish I had another bottle. So
nice.
4.5.
Cool. Wow.
Boulder beer, honey on the saison.
The Green Flash. I feel a little differently than Dave does about it. I know he said he doesn't particularly care for saisons. I like saisons, but on the other hand, I don't think that this was a great representation of a saison. But it was drinkable, and unlike Corona, I could actually pick out some of the other things that they brewed, you know, in this beer with the grains of paradise, the orange peel, the ginger. A little bit of that was you know, came out in there. Like I said, still quite don't know what the grains of paradise is supposed to taste like. I know that I don't particularly care for it. It's not my favorite brewing spice.
Sam Adams' favorite brewing spice.
I'm going to rate it 0.5 more than Dave, only because it was still drinkable. It's just not my... This is not going to be in my top 10 saisons by any means. So, I'm going to give it a 3 because I don't think that it was, you know,
You would come back to it at some point.
I finished it. You know, I don't know. I mean, I would drink it again. I don't know if I would go and seek it out, but I would drink it again if it was, you know, on tap somewhere. For my tasting flight, the Slum Brew Flower Envy, I really enjoyed this. This is so much more of the direction that I thought the saisons should be in. Nice, spicy, herbally, flowery beers that, I mean, it had that tiny bit of tartness and then just dried up really quickly. The aroma was just really, really nice on this one.
That's kind of like what the name implies, though, like this flower envy.
Yeah.
I mean, when you were describing it, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Like, yeah. You know, flowery. Like, I could just imagine this bouquet, like, you know, sitting,
the aroma is really, really nice. I mean, the clove and stuff that comes through, the carbonation's really nice. It's kind of what you want in a Saison, a little bit more of that effervescence. Man, this one is just shy of a 5-pinter for me. I'm going to give it 4.5.
Cool.
It's really good. I would recommend it to anybody, whether you're into craft beer or not. I think you could really kind of get something out of this beer that would be unique and different I would definitely get another bottle of this to kind of share with a few people to see what they think. Because it's good. As far as like a spring offer, I mean, this for Easter, I think it's a great beer to bring to like Easter, you know, brunch or dinner or whatever. So anyway, that's what I got for you. 4.5.
Wow.
Cool.
So way to go, Slum Brew.
It's funny how we have so many different types of saisons here, and you know, our ratings are, you know, all over the board too. And you know, Stone does do another collaboration. They have the Saison de Boeuf, and I thought it was probably one of the most food friendly epic beers I've ever had. Yeah. And I gave Mike a bottle of my my red wine barrel aged Saison de Boeuf. Yeah, you're lucky because I did not buy two of those bottles, so I have no idea.
The listeners can't see right now, but he's pointing at that camera. He's pointing at the camera, saying, "You're lucky."
But I mean, that was a really, really, really good beer. And if I know they bottled it under, I think it was a Dogfish Head and who was the other brewer? Victory, yeah.
Yeah, Victory. You
know, and I know all three of them had their own bottles that were out there, and the Dogfish one was out there forever.
Well, it's the exact same beer, though. That's why I found out that it's not like it was three different recipes. It's the exact same beer with three different labels. That's it.
It was available for a really, really long time, too, and I actually liked it. That I don't know if I ever drank it on the show or not. I may have, or maybe I didn't, but... You know, I just remember...
Somebody did. Somebody drank it on the show. It might have been Chris. But I remember that making an appearance on the show. Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Because I didn't see it for a while, and then I ended up picking up... I got a bottle of the Dogfish label, and I got a bottle of the Stone label.
Huh. But, yeah, I mean, that's...
Throughout, you know, an entire, like, year and a half time, I was able to find one of each.
Huh. Yeah,
in different locations.
Cool.
You know, so I don't know. It looks like saisons can really be maybe finicky for the brewers to deal with. You know,
so far mine's been a little finicky.
Oh, well, that's right. You're actually brewing one right now, right?
Yeah.
Huh.
I think we talked about that in a different segment, Dave.
Possibly. Yeah, but we didn't talk about it being finicky though.
This week's show, we don't know what's going to end up on the show,
and
what's going to end up on the cutting room floor.
No, finicky only because just some stuff with pitching the yeast and it's reacting different than any other beer we've brewed, and it kind of got me worried for a second, but I think it's okay. But this is the first time brewing a saison. I mean, I've brewed a Belgian IPA before, but not a French saison.
The saison. The saison.
Bon saison.
All right.
That's it, folks.
Let's do some shout-outs.
I want to give a big shout-out to OC Greg from the OC Beer Blog. He's going to name a beer after me. At least that's what he tweeted.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's telling the truth or not, but that's kind of funny and pretty cool. He's brewing a Bavarian Hef, and he's thinking of naming it Mike's German Accent. So all I have to say to that
perfect.
Is, Danke. And also, I want to give a shout-out to the beer industry of Florida, who decided to start following me. It seems like pretty
the whole beer industry of
a
Florida,
big group
huh?
to start following me. The whole entire beer industry of Florida on Twitter.
Dang. Wow.
That's
all of them.
Pretty cool. And also, I want to give a shout out to Jim Espindola and also Speakeasy Beer, which tweeted back at me with a cheers. Hey. Over the last weekend, there was a Boston Beer Club doing a double IPA kind of day, and I let them know that I was with them in spirit. So I want to give a shout out to the Boston Beer Club as well.
Word.
Cool.
Word.
Yeah, that's it. No shout outs from you guys.
There you go.
Did I, shout it all out?
Well, I mean, just the shout out.
All right, folks, that's it. Hope you enjoyed our Hoppy Easter show. And this is a reminder to all our listeners, this is your show. We're just drinking in it.
We're just drinking in it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, that's solid.
Dang.
I got a lot of beer left.
You know what? You know what? Keep recording. You know what I wanted to say, though, was the when you were talking about the... wherever I had the thing that I wanted to say, but I didn't say it. I was like, it's kind of like jerking off to like the not so cute girl on the internet. But, you know, it's like, yeah, you can do it, take care of your business, and blow your wad. But you know, you're probably not going to ever go back to that video and go watch it again and bust another nut.
I see. Now the analogy is just that makes makes a perfect heck of a lot more sense.
So Toby, if you want to drop that in at the.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Cheers.
Pause. Cheers.
Pause. America.
America.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
But seriously, like, I think I Stoner just walked into my room or something.
You slut.
Well, either way, they got loose women and a bunch of alcohol. I mean.
What's up? What's up, baby? How you doing? Let me get you a craft beer.
Fanboy. Oh, it's a chick from Haiti. Saison and he stank.
I can just tweet it. Hey, I'm drinking a beer.
Saison and Stank is going to eat some Sertana.
Hey, Dave, we have any outro music?
Yeah.
Should we keep recording the audio here or what? What are we going to do? I'm getting a little scared. Oh.
All right.
That was the end of the broadcast.
Pause.